Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schutz for our Marim Rosh Hashanah Yechiyu. L'shchai Yochev Efeg, Amas Michal Yudis Vasya. Soch Shachol in Israel. And the schutz Moshe Yudim in Peshadina, Rav Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, Rav Yitzhak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezer Ben Esther. Schutz Abba Shlomit Bas Ilana Esther, Malach Orach Basar Yehudis, Ephraim Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria. Sarah Bas Chana Yochana, Shem Yochana Bas Malka, Sivya Bela Bas Sarah Yocheved, Miriam Basina Pesi Yocheved, Rachel Bas Geula, Yosef Azria Bas Chaim Michal, Eliezer Ben Ruma, Talia Avigail Bas Sarah Danya, Olam Shadet Yechiel Ben Shalamis, Rus Victoria Bas Tila Ravida, Shul have bracha, v'hat slacha, v'chol ma'asi yideyem, b'riyus ha'shleima. And we're going to be discussing the sugya of Emas Malchus, based on Torah I received from Moriv Rabbi Rav Hamik Shlita. In Maseches Vachim, Adav Kuf Beis, Amar Aleph, it says as follows, Amar Rav Yanai, La'olam Tehei Emas Malchus Alecha. Rav Yanai says that one should always have an awe, fear of the kingship. Chsiv, like it says by Makas Bechoros, V'yardu kol avadecha elai elai. Then Moshe said to Paro, that all of your avadim are going to come to bow down to me, v'ladidei, but the problem of lokam, he didn't say he's going to bow down. So you see that he had Emes Malchus, even the Yom Paro did, by Yikra the Moshe Aaron, Laila v'yom rekum mitzum mitoch ami. So in the end, they're going to come, they're going to go, he went down to him. He said that Paro lowered himself before Moshe and Aaron. He heard the call of Adecha Eli, could have said, Paro also was Yorei. Paro also said, hey, Kumutsumi Tochami, get out of here. But Moshe Rabbeinu had covered Amos Malchus, so he didn't say anything. Yechanan Amar Meyach, Rabbi Yechanan says we can learn from a different pasuk, should have Amos Malchus. Yad Hashem, Haisel Eliyahu, Vayishanis, Masna, Vayaritz, Lifnei Achav. In the hand of God, was to Eliyahu, and he girded his loins, I think they translated, and he ran before Achav. So Achav was riding a horse, Eliyahu was running before the horse, and this was Eliyahu's way of showing Emet the Malchus, running before the king, and we see from these two proof texts that even if the king is a Rasha, one should still have Emas Malchus. Rashi, Dibra Masu Ledelo Karmelai, Vierate Lai Vishtachvis Leamor, he's not going to say to him, you're going to come down and bow down to me. Va'afal Gav, Dibra Maskana Hachi Hava. Even though in the end, that's what actually happened. You see, in the end, Paro did go down to him in the end, so. Well, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it because he'd aim as Hamalchus. Achav Rochev, who rots the front of Achav, was riding a horse, and Elijah was running before him. Sheachav Yechidi, Achav was alone, it's not their heritage, so he can't go alone, so Eliyahu accompanied him. In other words, in the Pasuk it says, V'yardu kol avdecha elai b'shtach v'li le'emor. Say atav uchol amasher baragalecha v'achorechein etze v'etze mi'im paro b'chari af. And Rabbi Yanei darshins, then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say v'yaradu ta'ilai v'yishtach avisali, because he was no agemus malchus even in that situation. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn from here, but rather learns in the Maisa v'ayahu anabi with Achav v'malcha Yisrael in the book of Kings. Now earlier on in the sugya, it says like this, every time it says Charon Af in the Torah, there was some mark left, Yaksiv midi. It says that Moshe went out from Paro with a charon af, with anger. And it doesn't say there was no roshem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit him. He didn't reprimand him. He didn't curse him. So you see there's such a thing as charon af in the Torah without a roshem. And just the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Sitaro V'yatza. He slapped Paro in the face and he went out. So there was a roshem. V'aksiv. Astaro. So he slapped Paro in the face and then he went out. So you see, there is a roshem. Ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish, did Rish Lakish really say this? I'm not sure if any slap Paro in the face. V'aksiv v'nitzav to the cross, al samasei or v'am Rish Lakish melechu v'hitzbil opanim. God was saying to Moshe, go to Paro, the edge of the river. Paro is a king, and has below upon him. That's what it means, lekrasa. Go towards him, give him a shmeichel, be nice to him. So then Moshe Rabbeinu really slapped Paro in the face. This self-same Reish Lakish who says that he slapped Paro in the face also says that God told him to be respectful towards Paro. God told Moshe to be respectful towards Paro. Yechon is different pshat. Yechon's pshat is that Paro is a Rasha and you should speak to him ba'azus, speak to him with chutzpah. You see that Reish Lakish holds that God told Moshe to be mechabed Paro. So that he gave him a smack in the face. And Zumar Epoch, switch around the shittas. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Moshe was commanded to be mechabed Paro, and Reish Lakish says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to speak to Paro with brazenness. So the question is, if the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is the maskana that Hashem told Moshe to be respectful towards Paro, we see that Moshe had So we see that Moshe was Noheg Hilchos Malachim with Paro. You see that Moshe was respectful towards Paro. And if Moshe was respectful towards Paro, so why doesn't he learn Amos Malchus like Rabbi Yanai? See earlier in the we see later in the Gemara what we learned earlier. Rabbi Yechanan learns from V'yad Hashem al Yitai Yisrael Eliyahu V'yashanis Masa V'yaris Lefnei Achav. He learns from Eliyahu. Rabbi Yechanan learns from Eliyahu is giving kavod to Achav Yishevah Be'emes Malchus. Why doesn't he learn from Paro? You see that shittas Rabbi Yechanan is that Moshe was mechabed Paro. So why didn't he learn from Paro? Just like Rabbi Yanai learned from Paro. Rabbi Yochanan also should have learned from Paro. Rabbi Yochanan, we see earlier in the Gemara, the Maskana Epoch, that he was mazbil upon him, he was respectful towards Paro. So the question we have is, how come we don't learn, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to have Emes Malchus from Paro? Why do we learn instead from Eliyahu? On Parashas Bo, Shmos 11:8, it says, V'yardu kol avadecha elai elai v'shtachavu li lemor. And you and all of your servants are going to come to me, they're going to bow down to me, saying, go out, you and the entire nation that's with you. Rashi explains, V'yardu kol avadecha cholak kovid lemalchus. He gave kovid malchus, shabbosof yarad parab atzmo elav belayla. Par himself came. He didn't say you, he said your servants, and then par himself came. As it says, kumutsumi toch ami. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say at the beginning, he didn't say, you're going to come and bow down, come down to me and bow down to me. He said, your servants are. Because there was no covered malchus bepara. He didn't say, you're going to. He said, your servants are going to. That's a cover that he's giving to Paro. Markov Rashi is in Shemos Rabba 7:3. By Deber Hashem Moshe v'Aharon v'Yitzav m'Bnei Yisrael v'Paro Melech Mitzrayim Lotzitz b'Nei Yisrael Mitzrayim Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Amalek Hashem Baruch Hu Nodem U'Gav U'Gav V'Chol Kum V'Chol Kavod L'Malchus. They were no way covered. They gave him covered Malchus. Af Al Pi Shani Tzarech L'Asus Bo Sedin. Even though I have to do the din, I still give him covered Malchus. When I say Moshe, so according to this first pasuk, it says that God spoke to Moshe and Aaron, commanded them at Bnei Israel, and to Paro, the king of Egypt. Meaning, according to Chazal, Hashem said, be noe covered by Paro, even though I have to be judgmental towards Paro and punish him. And so Moshe did, Shenemar, v'yirdu kol avadecha elai, v'lomar olav ela alavadav. He didn't say about Paro, he said about his servants. So that's the kavod ha-malchus that the Medrash is learning, that we have to be noeg b'paro. In this pasuk, v'yardu kol avadecha elai, he spoke to Paro, and not to, he said it about his about Paro's servants, not about Paro himself, even though the Paro himself did come down. So from here you learn you have to have covered malchus. And the question is, that in our sugya, and also on Menachos 98b, Rabbi Yana learns from here, la'olam te'emus malchus alecha. So what's pshat that Rabbi Yana learns emas malchus? What's ema? Awe, fear. What's covered? Honor. So in our sugyo, Rabbi Yana learns emas malchus. Menachos tzadikah is emas malchus. So why does Rashi ala Torah learn like the Medrash covered malchus? Medrash is a covered malchus. So what's more, we see in Hilchos Kibud Avim, we have the aim of your parents. We discussed this in our Kibud Avim show. We have the aim of your parents and the covet of your parents. So there's a difference. Covet and Mora are two different things. Covet and aim are two different things. Chora, aim is more severe than covet. And Mora. Aim is fear, awe. It's even more than Mora of aim. Mora is just to fear your parents. So we have in halacha, it's called Moira of Aim. Actually, don't have Aima, you don't see that at Lashon in the Gemara and Poskim usually. You have Aima from your parents. Aima is Milashon, I think, Iyum. Iyum means threatening, like you feel threatened, like it's scary. It's even more than Moira. So here we have the Medrash that learns that it's covered Malchus. Then we have the Gemara that learns Aimas Malchus. We have Rashi that goes with the Medrash. Why does Rashi not like the Gemara that it's Ema, which is more than covered, probably? So it could be, we can say as follows, that Rashi ala Torah, we had two questions. We had one question about Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan learn from Paro? And then second question is, why do we learn, why does Rashi learn covered and not Ema? So it could be that one kasha answers the other. That Rashi ala Torah is coming to be miyashiv according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn Amos Malchus from here, like Rabbi Yanai does? And Rashi is answering Because Rabbi Yochanan learns that you're chayev to relate to Paro mitzad kiyum shel kavod hamalchus. And this isn't mamish emas hamalchus. It's kavod hamalchus, and it's not emas hamalchus. So yes, it's true that Rabbi Yochanan holds hasbir lo panim, but not hasbir lo panim mitzad ema, hasbir lo panim mitzad kavod. And since the relationship of Moshe to Paro is kavod malchus, not emas malchus, he doesn't learn la'olam te emas malchus alecha from Moshe's relationship to Paro. And the nafkamina, halacha lemaisa, is going to be according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns from Achav that this din of emas malchus is only going to be if it's a Jewish king. Achav was a Jewish king. Paro was not. So emas malchus is a Jewish king. Kavod hamalchus is even a Gentile king, even a king from Umis Olam. Now in the book of Kings, 1, chapter 18, verse 46, says, V'yad Hashem ha'isel al-yov ha'yashan itzmas na'v'yotz afnei achav ha'broch ha'yisra'ela. Rashi explains, V'yad Hashem ruach gvura min kodam Hashem, from Targum Yenis, that a spirit of heroism, of power, of strength from before God, that's what it means, V'yad Hashem, was to Eliyahu. He girded his loins, he runs before Achav till he comes to Yisra'ela. He was enclosed with power to run before the Merkava with his legs, that Achav should not go alone, that he gave kavod to the Malchus. So it's Lashon Le'ezor, Oizer Yisrael, where girds Yisrael with power, we say in the morning. And it has nothing similar to it. And it's telling me to teach us a Lashon of Ziruz, of alacrity, that he had alacrity like a strong person. So we also have a Kash. And the Gemara says, Emas Malchus. And here Rashi says, Kavod Malchus. So why does Rashi do that? I don't want to be disrespectful to Rashi. We love Rashi. But Rashi, and this pasuk says he gave him kavod malchus. But the Gemara learns from here, emas malchus. And kavod and emar are two different things. Well, Bamson, the Mechilton Parashas, but we find the Medrash that learns the lashon of kavod. It says, "Ve'yodu kol abadecha eila shesof chasid lios barashim v'lerid barishana l'malamich and ma'ish chol akavod l'malchus v'chena liyoh chol akavod l'malchus v'ayishanis masna v'yaz l'fnei achav." We see a mechilta that has a lashon of kavod, but it's hard to say that Rashi chose the lashon of the mechilta and he preferred that to the lashon of the Gemara. Both in Parashas Bo, Rashi says, and we have in Sefer Melachim, Rashi also says a lashon of kavod. The Gemara is a lashon of ema. Why does Rashi reject the lashon of the Gemara? So according to what we're saying, it could be that Rashi is very precise. That Rashi in Sefer Melachim is telling us the same thing Rashi says in Parashas Bo. Ala Torah, Rashi is interpreting the pasuk Ladas Rabbi Yochanan. We don't learn Emas Malchus from Paro, we learn Kavod Malchus. And in Sefer Melachim, Rashi is interpreting the pasuk Ladas Rabbi Yanai, who doesn't learn Amos Malchus from Achav, he learns him from Paro, because maybe Rabbi Yanai holds that it's a covered Malchus. And if he can't learn from there, that's not Shekasha, because Paro came before. If Yanai's going to choose a pasuk, he's going to choose the earlier one from Paro to teach us Ema. It could be how this is also Ema. He just didn't bring it because it's not a. It's a later pasuk. He only brought one. But sometimes we do. We do bring two texts. He only brought one. So why doesn't the Rabbi Yanai hold that the Malachim is Amos Malchus? Rabbi Yanai holds it's Kavan Malchus. So Rashi was going with that Mahalach, with that Sigan, with that approach, with that Kisha. That Sefer Malachim is going like Rabbi Yanai. That Moshe relating to Achav was only Kavan Malchus. And in this Perush Al HaTorah, Rashi is going with Rabbi Yochanan. That Moshe Rabbeinu related to Paro with Kavan Malchus. So in each place, he's going according to a different Amora. Because it's a Machlokas Amoraim. When there's Kavod, when there's Ema. Only according to Rabbi Yanai, there's Ema's Paro. So Rashi went with Rabbi Yochanan that it's only Kavod Paro. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Ema's Achai. And according to... And Rashi is going with Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it's Kavod... Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Ema's Achav. And Rashi is going with Rabbi Yanai, that it's only covered Achav, and therefore in both places he writes covered. But according to way Rashi's understanding, what's the Yisodah Machlokas of these Amoraim, like Abbe Paro? Rabbi Yochanan sees covered v'divrei Moshe, and Rabbi Yanai sees Ema v'divrei Moshe. And like Abbe Achav, Rabbi Yochanan sees Ema v'maisei Elio, and Rabbi Yanai sees covered v'maisei Elio. What's the Yisodah Machlokas? So, one of the rules that we try to follow in our shiurim is tafasta meruba, loy tafasta, tafasta muat, tafasta. So, we're going to stop here and give ourselves a bracha that Hashem should be kind to us, Hashem is always kind to us, and we should be zochah to continue. And then in the next shiur, we will, Mirtz Hashem, see a Mahalach to answer this. In the meantime, we already have seen Neflos Mitoretz Hashem, Mamish Gebaldik, and I thank you so much for listening, and we should be Zoche, L'Modu L'Lamed, L'Shmor V'Lasos, L'Kayim is Kol Divrei, Salmud Toraso B'Hava, and Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweet friends, B'Neder, we will continue. Shalom, shalom.